Full Works pre-game interview.
Jane Birch is going to fire the first. Birchie.
Riley, thanks for joining us pre-game. Obviously, you've matched up twice this season against Torquay, and both times you've got the chocolates, but finals are a very different caper. What's it been like on the training track this week, and what have been some key focuses for you heading into this one?
To be completely honest, it's been a bit of a different week. The first time we haven't had our reserves training with us in probably 3 or 4 years, so heading into finals, so it was a little bit different around the footy club. But nonetheless, it was a good week. It was sort of no different to any other week, to be honest. We got some good weather, and yeah, everyone was excited. So yeah, nothing too out of the ordinary.
I dare say you've probably had a little bit of a look at vision or gone back over those couple of encounters that you've had this year. What things did you think you did really well to get on top of them in those games, and what do you think is really going to be crucial in today's game to get the job done again?
Yeah, look, it's hard. Like you can go back and look at it, but finals are sort of completely irrelevant to what's happened previously. So it's about whether we turn up, to be honest, and then as a starting point, you've got to turn up for one, and then Torquay's their ball movement so ecstatic off the half back. So if we can stop that movement coming out, you know, with guys like Billy Henderson and Ben McNamara, you know, if we can stop them sort of having control from the D50, we go a long way to keeping it in our forward half for one. All they have to kick down to our big guys, so that's obviously one. And then the next would be sort of seeing if we can really stop their forward chain handball. They're such a good handballing side, and if you let them do that, they'll get a hold of you pretty quickly. So, yeah, now they're an amazing side, and we don't take them lightly by any stretch.
Kirsch, thanks for joining us. Obviously, you'd love to finish on top and minor premiership and that, but talking to people, playing in a qualifying final is not necessarily the worst thing, especially if you win it, obviously, is the obvious statement. But are you liking the fact that there's a bit of continuity to your footy, and the way, especially the way that the Bellarine season's been this year with a couple of buys, the league buy as well?
Yeah, definitely. Look, it's... anyone in their position is going to be optimistic about their position, right? So our position at the moment is that we're finishing second and we're in a qualifying final. So last year we didn't have the continuity, and I was optimistic about finishing on top as well, and it didn't work out. So, you know, we played the best footy we could this year at times, and this is where we landed. So this is the situation we're in, and we can't do much about it.
You've had to make a couple of changes. One forced change. Could you just give us an update on Hamish Shepherd?
Yeah, Shep's probably played maybe 4 games in a row now. So we've got to sort of look at a best case scenario to a degree, and with our big guys available this week, you know, Shep probably couldn't get through 8 games in a row if all goes well for us. So we just had to sort of make a bit of a somewhat business decision to make sure that we've got enough guys available if we get to that point. So Shep has sort of been managed this week, and then hope, well, not managed, but you know what I mean, in a sense, we've got to make sure we've got good tools to pick from. Yep. So
can you give us an update on Dan Weagle?
Yeah, Weags has got a bit of a funny one. He's they're not really sure. There's nothing really showing on his scan at the moment as to what is going on with his groin. So we're thinking a similar thing. We probably wasn't sure if Daniel would get through 4 weeks of footy if all goes well. Yeah. So yeah, well, with the double chance, we sort of had to cop our medicine a little bit with Daniel. So and then that was sort of proven yesterday when he sort of didn't get through. So we're hoping that he'll be right next week. We think he will be right next week, given yesterday's outcome. So
it hasn't been by design, but maybe the same thing for Mitch as well. I mean, he's not getting any younger, Mitch. I mean, but probably have a couple of weeks off, just fresh him up if you can get through today.
Yeah, the only reason I disagree is because he was playing such good footy before that. Yeah. And some of the other guys have said they've seen him in a state like this before, but I've never seen him myself as fit as he is now. Yeah. So it was a bit frustrating in that sense that he loses that continuity, because yeah, he was playing good footy and his body was feeling great. So, but forever the optimist, you got to look at it and go, okay, he gets two weeks to really sort of rejuvenate.
He'll have no excuses.
Yeah, exactly.
Next week and future.
Yeah.
If he can come back, because it must be interesting to have not, like, you know, Sam's phenomenal to kick 100 goals in any competition anywhere in Australia. Like, it's freaky. But obviously the emphasis today for Torquay will be, well, we've got to stop him and we'll probably stop Amos, whereas you put Mitch back in that team, in your team, it is a little bit of a different look, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It definitely does. But I think what you would have seen with Daisy a lot this year is that he's playing high. Yeah. And he's not the traditional Mitch Dade playing down at full forward. So we also got Charlie Green back last week. So, and no one's really sighted him since round five or whatever it might have been. So we're pretty keen to see how green he goes the second week under his belt. And even Josh Sheehan's playing really good footy up forward now as well. So, you know, whilst, yes, the emphasis last week was on Sammy, I think our ball movement still provided confidence that Sammy's not the only avenue. And I think I'd like to hope that other coaches think that as well out there.
Thanks to Pool Works. Speaking with Geelong Amateur co-coach Riley Kershaw on Carrick Footy. Got a dirty pool or spa or pool? Call Pool Works. Geelong talking in Ocean Grove. Here's Dowlo.
Kersh, you've got Fidel Signor back in the side after a stint at APS.
We love Fidel.
Football. Young player, what does he bring to your side and how does he help you?
Well, he brings a fantastic name to start.
It'll be awesome for you guys today.
So we love it.
Nah, Fiddy's been really good. Like, he's probably been a bit of a surprise packet for us. We didn't actually see much of him at all until mid-year. And Darren Dasher sort of mentioned, he goes, oh, there's a kid rolling around at the moment in the 18s. It's pretty handy. So we're all about testing him. So since he's come in, he's played some really good footy across that half forward line. He went to midfield last week. So he's an accumulator and he loves putting some defensive pressure on, you know, when that footy's around. So, you know, we couldn't see a reason not to play him this week.
And Torquay, you touched on before, being a high handball side, they're also a high uncontested mark side. So defence is paramount for you guys today. What's the discussion been around that?
Yeah, it is. You can never stop uncontested marks in its totality. It's about limiting the damage of it and making sure that if they are going to have those uncontested marks, they're in spots where we don't want them. So that's obviously the key. Whether it happens or not, it's really about, one, whether we're on, and two, whether they're on either, I guess. So that's the crux.
And Matt Bogue, an accumulator in the midfield for Torquay, obviously. Do you have a set role that you're going to look to use on him today, or is that something that unfolds once the game's open? You just go head-to-head for a little bit to start?
Little bit of the latter. I think we'll go head-to-head to see what it looks like to start. At the end of the day, you know, I'd like to think that they're looking at our midfielders as well and paying a bit of an emphasis there. And no disrespect to sort of Matt. Obviously, he's a fantastic player. But we've got to back in our system and we've got to back in our guys to do the job. And if we don't, you know, well, then we start to second guess ourselves. So we'll back our guys in to start. And then if, you know, we've got gears as well behind that. So.
Kersh, appreciate your time. Look forward to seeing what unfolds over the next couple of hours. You're off the clock now. You can hand it over to Lloydie. He can do the post game. He can say, mate, I've done my bit. I've gone and spoken to the Carrick boys and we can have a chat to Lloydie about 100 and maybe a qualifying final when you're into a second semi next week.
Do you think that's happening?
Yep.
I think he's a pretty good handballer, Lloydie, sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Not from hours 2 to 5, but afterwards, absolutely he is.
Well done, Kersh.
Well played.
Good luck today.
Thanks, guys.
Riley Kershaw joining us. Thanks to Pool Works on K-Rock Footy. Thanks, got a dirty pool, spa or pool. Call Pool Works, Geelong, Torquay and Ocean Grove. K-Rock Football!
Pool Works pre-game interview.